Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents the Dave and GC Rock Show. This is a show where we try to think for ourselves and offer thought-provoking, stimulating, informative, and entertaining discussion. Welcome.
And indeed, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dave for Airwaves America and Renaissance Radio. G-Ski is in the process of extracting himself from his machine that he dialysis machine. Word escaped me for a second. And he'll be with us in just a minute. In the meantime, welcome. We got a great, great, great show for you. And we look forward to the discussion coming up. We've got a lot pent up because we were both off at gigs last week. So that's bound to happen here and there. Since on a Friday night show, gigs tend to happen Friday nights or on the weekend. But in any case, if you want to give us a call, call the number 516-387-1705. I still have not gotten a jingle for that, but I'll see what I can do. Maybe a promo that includes the phone number. That'd be nice. 516-387-1705. That's how you call us, and we'll keep you on as long as you want to be here. So as long as you got something to contribute. If you're a douche, we're going to boot you. That's all there is to that. So that's all you need to know. If you want to email G-Ski, you can email him at gskirocks@airwavesamerica.com. And if you want to email me, you can do dave@airwavesamerica.com, and he'll tell me if I have any mail, because I have not access that yet. So like I said, we got a great, great show. There's a lot going on. We'll probably try and catch up a little bit from stuff we would have liked to have talked about last week. We'll bring it all full circle with what's going on now. So we are not radio professionals, but we're just under that. So we'll make it all happen. Don't worry about a thing. I want to thank you all for joining us. If you're listening to this later in the podcast, please welcome. And then, you know, feel free to send this to other people. We have a link. Just send the link. You know, you can share it, Facebook. You can share it on Twitter. You can share it. You can email it. You can text it to people if you want. If you think what we have said is worth spreading around, I know I do. We've been talking a lot about critical theory. And I think I mentioned Mark Levin has now just written a book called American Marxism, which basically defines what we are living through right now. And as it happens, I wrote a lot about that in probably about six-ish, 7 years ago, when I started doing research on different topics for books that I was writing. And, it's fun to see all the stuff that I learned. He has different things. He found it all on his own and stuff like that against, you know, what I wrote about and did, but it overlaps a lot. I mean, a lot of the things he talks about, it's the same as what I already knew. We actually went through the whole critical theory that I have, in my book. Reality is not optional. You can find that at lulu.com. That's about the only place you're going to be finding it. So, but you just type in "reality is not optional," David Graham. I'm not sure if there's anything else I want to do as far as connecting with us. G-Ski is G-Ski Rocks on Twitter @G-Ski Rocks. My Twitter handle is @AntiCommie with a K. So I check that, but not often. I was looking for a journalist just to try and get on the show tonight. And I did a little bit of hunting and couldn't really make the connection. Julie Kelly, I heard her on the Levin Show. Then I also heard her on Dan Bongino. She did interviews then. And I think on Life, Liberty, and Levin, she was on for almost an hour. I think she was on for most of the show. Well, what's she talking about? She's talking about the treatment that the January 6th, quote-unquote, protesters are enduring in confinement right now. They're in, like, solitary confinement. They're in their own little they have their own little prison almost, and they're just being violated. Their human rights are being violated. Their civil rights are being violated. They have a right to a speedy trial. Well, you know, this is 6 months hence, you know. And more than 6 months hence. To me, I think it's all a bunch of lickspittle. New word I just came across. I liked it. I don't even know if I used it right. I just like the sound of it. I was talking with G-Ski about it a few minutes ago. He'll be joining us shortly. Like I said, we have a few things that we're gonna toss around. There's some things going on in his state of Georgia, in Atlanta, Fulton County, I believe. There might be a little more going on in the Arizona audit, but there's definitely something going on with the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. You know, he was the Obama's Supreme Court nominee that never made it even into, didn't make it past the Republican Senate to even get a vote. Because it was at the end of his term, and they were like, okay, you know, well, let's let the election decide and all that. But we know how that went. Plenty of gaslighting that's still going on. If you hear about any of these election audits in the mainstream media, they mock it. They call it the fraudit. Oh, that's so clever. Ha, 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 ha. The fraudit. The fraudit. Yeah. All right. Good for you. So kicking right off, I guess, with the Merrick Garland. Kind of a name is Merrick. I never liked it. He had some things to say about the audits, and then he had some things to say about what the greatest threat in America is right now: white supremacy. You guessed it, white supremacy. And then I listened a little closer, and he said something along the lines of specifically militia groups. And then I got to thinking, he's a gun grabber. And I think he's trying to lay a foundation to have an excuse to take guns, or at least make them outlaw guns, ban guns, outlaw whatever track they can take. They don't care which way they have to do it. They're just trying to do it. And when you hear the word militia, that kind of implies an armed situation, because you know you're not a militia if you don't have any guns. But he mentions militia, and that's a word that I kept hearing pop up here and there, and I'm like, I wonder why they're using that word. They don't do anything by accident. They're setting things up. So if you combine the white supremacy with the word militia, well, the white supremacy gives you the backup to talk about who has guns. Well, it's the militia of the white supremacy people, and because they're white supremacists, they don't deserve any guns. They don't deserve to have guns because then they'll just make a militia and you know, that's horrible. And it'll be a white supremacist militia. And there's no evidence of that, first of all. There's no person that they can name that falls in that category. There's nothing really that is connected there, other than them progressives combining those two concepts, saying them together: militia, white supremacist, militia, white supremacist. That's the only thing that really connects them. Has there been white supremacist militias? Probably, you know. I mean, it's most likely, but not to the degree that it is the biggest threat to national security. Not even close. So that's what I think. They're trying to lay a foundation to make all this connected. And of course, everything is about race. You know, it's that whole crisis created thing where, you know, I actually wrote about it. When they say, well, you never want to let a good crisis go to waste. And if there isn't one, you know, that can be exploited, well, then you create one. And you create one by inserting into what is the narrative something that you can then exploit. And, you know, you just put it out there, let it stew, let it boil, you know, let it simmer. And then you say, okay, you know, now there's enough people that have been saying this, that must make it true. You know, it's like Rudyard Kipling's Bandarlog, where they run around saying, we are great, we are powerful, we are the most powerful people in all the jungle, and we have said it, so it must be so. The Bandarlog are the monkey people, in case you were wondering. But it's only true because they have said it. And, you know, that's... That's the only thing, that's the only way that they can have a crisis to exploit is by making stuff up. They did that the whole Trump presidency. They made it up. And everything that they, you know, that every controversy that they blamed him or attacked him with turned out to be the opposite. So if you listen to, you know, a mainstream media source and they make a statement that is, you know, declarative, just figure out whatever the opposite of that statement is, and that'll be probably closer to the truth than what they said. Anyway, getting back to the January 6th people, this lady, Julie Kelly, I couldn't find her. I was just going to reach out and see if she could, you know, join us for the show. But I don't think G-Ski made any connections with her, and I did some search and I couldn't find her. Enough to make a DM or anything, you know. I just couldn't find who it was. She writes a lot for the website American Greatness, and there's a lot of really good stuff on there that I just kind of discovered that one. That's pretty cool. And but she's been investigating the treatment of the prisoners from January 6th. I don't even know how many exactly there are, but you know, they're in solitary confinement. They're out for 5 minutes out of their cell for 5 minutes a day, at which point they have to do all their hygiene and, you know, whatever else they need to do outside, make, you know, connections, calls, whatever. Out of the 24 hours, they have like 5 minutes. And that's, you know, that's just one thing that they're enduring. I was looking for another article that was that was referenced. I saw it like one morning on Bongino Report. I'm like, oh wow, that's cool. But I didn't bookmark it. I didn't click on it. I just saw the headline. It was like the top 10 Trump lies of the last, you know, 3-4 years. And I've been looking for something that would kind of gather all that stuff together so that we could do a show on that. But yeah, so the prisoners, well, the people that are in prison right now from the January 6th, what they call insurrection, it was not even close to an insurrection. They're being, you know, they're being just violated civilly. I don't know if they're being physically violated, but there's a lot going on with them. But now juxtapose their treatment with the whole Black Lives Matter all summer, and you have Congress people that are promoting GoFundMe pages to get these guys out of jail so they can get back out on the street. You know, they're going before judges that are like, you know, slap on the wrist if anything, and the treatment is so disparate that, you know, it's grotesque, and the only difference is they're getting away with it because the media is like, oh yeah, well, because those guys were insurrectionists. Well, except that they weren't. So what's going on? Is that you, G?
That's me. I'm here.
All right, what's going on? I got to blow my nose.
I was just listening. You know, it's absolutely terrible that the fact of the matter that they only get 5 minutes. There are people, murderers, that get an hour, and these guys only get 5 minutes. That is crazy.
Oh, I know.
That is super crazy.
Yep.
What's his name? Guy that did the Atlanta Olympic bombing. Why is his name escaping me right now? He was.
Say what he did again. You're skipping. Your Skype is skipping.
The Atlanta Olympic bombing.
The Atlanta Olympic bombing?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, what was his name?
What year? How long ago?
96.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was 96. And damn it, I can't remember his name right.
Well, all right, so anyway, so forget about his name. What happened to him?
I mean, he's in federal prison. I mean, he did more than that. He bombed a few abortion clinics, and he bombed a gay bar and some other stuff. He killed a number of people. I mean, he's in federal prison. It's an hour.
He gets an hour.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Not 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's in solitary confinement. He gets his hour.
Yeah.
And he came out recently and said that solitary confinement is driving him crazy. So imagine these guys are in solitary confinement and they don't get an hour. They get 5 minutes. Imagine what that does to them.
They haven't been charged yet either.
I haven't been charged.
They have not been, nothing's been adjudicated. They've been rounded up. And the links that the FBI went to using cell towers, using, you know, pings, using all kinds of GPS, you know, coordinates and all that. They didn't go to, you know, a tenth of the lengths that they went to get these people for any of the BLM or Antifa people.
Right.
I don't know if you heard the latest about January 6th. It's very likely and possible. Because there's like 4,000 hours of video surveillance that has not been released, okay? around the Capitol. It now it seems like there were undercover FBI agents infiltrated some of these groups, like Oath Keepers or, you know, whatever other groups there. But they were the FBI themselves that were directing or steering the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty embarrassing. That comes all the way out. They were steering these groups to do those things so that those groups can be blamed, so that it would take away from the election fraud. Don't look over here.
Right.
Look at those guys. Look at what they're doing.
Right.
Okay, well, look who's making them do that, you know, or who's steering them to do that. Who's that, Bigfoot? What's up, Bigfoot? What's up? Appreciate it when you come, Bigfoot. Appreciate it. Anyways, so that was like today's news that I was listening to. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. These guys infiltrated these things in order to do that, in order to do things that would obviously be unbecoming to the group. But if they're infiltrated, they're trusted. You know what I mean? If these people have infiltrated into a group, that means the people in the group trust them.
Right.
So they start saying stuff, and they're like, okay, yeah, you know, all right, you know. And you know, it's like they're in a position to kind of either through influence or with direct orders or whatever to steer things in a certain direction. It seems like that might have been something that's happened. There's a lot of redactions in the documents. There's a lot of footage that, like I said, hasn't been released. So there's a lot in there. So
yeah, there's a lot there.
That's before you even get to the treatment of the people that were, you know, arrested.
Right. It's just insane how far our country has gone as of now.
Well, that's true.
And to not get Biden in office, but to get rid of Trump, because that's what it was all about. We've talked about that before.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't about getting Biden elected. It was about getting Trump out. Biden was choice they had.
So, unbelievable choice.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only one that people would really get. And the thing is, there are still people that will post things like, well, you know, finally there's somebody who's stable in there. You know, I was reading some of those comments where I got that word lickspittle. There was somebody saying that Trump is unhinged, and now, you know, we have a level-headed guy that's doing that. You keep believing your lickspittle, the guy. That's what I said. I like that word. I think that's awesome. Anyway, what have you been saving up?
I've been looking at what's going on in Fulton County right now.
You say Fulton County, right?
Yes, Fulton County, as far as the election is concerned. They're trying really, really hard to get an official audit going on. But, of course, fighting. And there's lawsuits being thrown out there and everything. Stop an audit from happening.
Well, that's what I was starting to say, that Merrick Garland, in aside from saying that white supremacy is the biggest national security threat, He also went on to say, unless he said it first, I don't know what order he said these things, but or if it was even the same sitting, that the DOJ is gearing up to scrutinize the scrutinizers. As far as the audits go, they're going to really dig into those things and they're going to try and discredit it. They're going to mock it. They're going to, that's normal. Nothing to see here, and it's going to be coming from the Justice Department, as opposed to, Maricopa County, volunteers, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, it's just kind of, it's kind of scary. I got a headline here from the Epoch Times that says Maricopa County audit report expected in August. So they're finishing it up, and they'll be able to tell. Let's see here. Oh, there was another big thing that I found out today too. Just the news: 7,000 affidavits delivered in Michigan. Lawmakers claiming election fraud. That's in Michigan. Okay. All right. So let me try. This is what I was talking about. The post-millennial. I just need to paste it into the browser. Hold on. And we'll take a look at this. At the post-millennial. Boom. And boom. Boom. It says... we won't shut up. Oh, Tucker Carlson. That's what he says. Tucker Carlson wants answers on the FBI's potential involvement in the Capitol riot. Tucker Carlson spoke to viewers on Thursday night with questions as to what role the FBI may have played in the Capitol riot earlier this year. The cases of over 400 individuals who were arrested on charges stemming from their involvement in the riot, mostly trespassing, are beginning to hit the courts, and investigators are trying to find links between those suspects. Says it was on Tuesday that Carlson broached the idea that it was FBI agents infiltrating far-right groups and empowering extremists were responsible for the investigation of the riot. Huh. That's crazy. That is wicked crazy.
Yeah, and like you indicated, not one person has been charged with insurrection. Not one.
No, not with insurrection. I mean, it's been like trespassing or, a simple assault. But then, Joe Biden will go out there and say, it was an insurrection and cops were murdered. And, no, they weren't. People believe that? There's going to be people that believe that. I know people that are going to believe it because he said it.
Right.
And that's gaslighting. So,
yeah.
Anyways, I got another. I've got another couple. Okay. I've got two other topics or headlines that I kind of copied and pasted over on my page, on my show notes page. And one of them was about the Biden Putin meeting.
Oh, God.
In which Biden presented Putin with a list of 16 cyber attacks that were off limits.
Correct.
Well, if I'm Putin, I know what 16 I'm going to do, why would you even?
Yeah, he basically gave him a list of who to attack.
You can attack anybody you want, but don't you touch these 16. Well, which 16 are they? And what about 17, 18? And what about me?
Yeah.
Come around to us, you and me. Well, you don't hack the electrical grid. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. how does that conversation go? Oh, those 16. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah.
No problem. Got it. So I mean, if you ever needed a hit list of what to do if you want to win, just ask Biden. You know, I mean, he is totally throwing the country away. Just with both hands, you know?
And just like Kamala Harris' visit to Guatemala and Mexico, his G7 summit and all that, it was a disaster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, embarrassing.
He was the fool of the G7 summit. And, you know, Sue had posted up on Twitter one of the press conferences that he had. And I'm sure that he wasn't supposed to say what he said.
Which one was it? What was it this time that he wasn't?
I think
he's
going to
get trouble before.
Huh? What did he say? Yeah, he said, I'll take your questions, and as usual, I'll call upon the list that somebody gave him. I'm sure he wasn't supposed to say that part. I'm sure he wasn't supposed to say that, but you know how Biden is.
Did you see the TikTok that I sent you where it was like leaked audio from Joe Biden's earpiece, and it was so funny. I don't think it was real, but it was awesome when he just kind of like repeated good luck, and they're like, no,
right, yeah, and that was the same thing. I'm sure they told him, and he just blurted that part out, and he was supposed to. That going, damn it!
That's a guy in the air.
No,
how stupid can you be? You know, I bet they berate him. I just get the feeling that they're so over him. You know, those people that are close to him, I think they're just so over him. What was it? I didn't see video of it, but it was described as when he was stumbling into the wrong mess hall and Dr. Jill came and grabbed him like he was like a dog off their collar and he's put yank. No, you're not going in there. You know, and it's more of a exasperation, you know, type of a thing. So, but yeah, I mean, and how many times I heard there was a, what do you call those, montage of like dozens of times where he says that he's going to get in trouble if he,
right.
You know, and we talked about this too, you know, from whom, you know, who is it that you can't, you know, fire basically that's going to affect your tenure and, you know, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Well, why are you worried about getting in trouble? You're the one that, you know, you're the one in the chair right now. So
yeah,
they should be more worried about you.
State.
If you had any cognitive ability to realize what where you're at.
Yeah. I mean, you're the president. I wouldn't be worried about anybody. Yeah. And you know, I don't remember whether I heard it or I seen it, but what you were saying about how they berate him, I seen or heard that somewhere. I don't remember where I heard it from, but I know I either seen it or heard it. And
well, I think I've mentioned it as a possibility, as a plausible situation. You know, with people around him, they're so over him. And I don't have any evidence of it, but I would absolutely believe it if it came out, you know, because even, you know, for his wife to yank onto him and drag him, you know, in the other direction or whatever, she's over him. But she doesn't want to stop being first lady. He doesn't want to stop being president, even though, you know, they can't really do the job, the two of them.
Right. So. And definitely can't depend on VP.
because
no.
she's a moron.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, she just cackles at everything. Yeah.
She's a lick spittle.
Matter of fact, she is currently here in Georgia.
To do what? What is she campaigning?
The vaccine thing. She's promoting the vaccine thing.
Well,
trying to make sure that people get vaccinated.
I'm over that whole thing. I am so over it. You know, I'm glad that all the restrictions are lifted, but now in the meantime, nobody can find somebody to work at their restaurant or at their business, and then prices of everything has gone out of the off the rails. Gas being one of them. What was gas last year this time? It was under $2 a gallon. It was like $1.80,
yep.
$1.90. We were like, oh man, that's, why is it getting so high? You know.
Yep.
And now it's double that, and that makes everything else. That's why you can't buy wood anymore for if you're going to build something. You can't buy wood unless you take out a loan. It's so expensive if you can even find it. And it all comes down to because Trump did it, we have to do the opposite. Because it was Trump that was doing the Keystone Pipeline, we have to shut it down. Although we can let Russia have a pipeline with Germany, because Trump didn't want that. That must make it okay. I mean, what freaking logic, you know? It is unbelievable that is the logic that seems to be guiding the entire administration. Excuse me, the entire administration.
Yes, Trump hate, which blowing. Trump hate, whatever Trump did, do the opposite. You know, just like the whole Wuhan lab thing. Well,
right.
Trump mentioned that from the beginning. And said, well, people who talk about the Wuhan lab, it's got to be crazy. You're Trump, you're crazy. You're insane.
Yep.
And now they're trying to find ways to suggest that it comes from the Wuhan lab, but Trump had no idea. This wasn't a Trump thing.
Yeah,
it came
from the Wuhan lab without telling me it came from the Wuhan lab. They just can't give one anything to him. He's such a threat. So, I again, he is such a threat. I'm just kind of like bouncing around here, but I think I mentioned on one of the shows. You might have been off, but I talked about the two scenarios. If the audits reflect that Biden didn't win, and how would they, if you know, obviously that would create like a chain reaction where these other states are saying, okay, well, we better check ours, we gotta check that machine. We had those machines, we better check them, you know. And you know what's gonna happen. And the one situation, which is the one I subscribe to, is that there was a Supreme Court case back in early or late 1800s that addressed this type of a thing. Whereas, if it turns out that the ballots that were counted were not all legal. Then legal valid. Then whatever those results are null and void. Those are the words of the Supreme Court decision, in which case the electors will have been disenfranchised, and they will, and they can then be decertified. Now, I don't know how it would go from there, but if you decertify a bunch of electors, that means that Biden didn't get the 270 that he needed to become president.
Right.
Okay. So now there's that's the one school of thought. I don't know if you remember any of this or if you listened to that show. But
You did.
Okay. So then just as a reminder then, the other school of thought, I heard somebody saying that, well, because you have a president that is sworn in, you have to follow the 25th Amendment of, you know, in the impeachment clause. To remove a president from office, you have to impeach him. And that right. triggers the chain of succession. So that wouldn't really do any of us any good since it goes president to Kamala Harris to Nancy Pelosi at this point in time.
Right.
So that's why I like the other one better. And that's probably the only reason I like the other one better, but, you know, whatever.
We have a mess on our hands.
And it's, well, it's a mess, and it's right in front of everybody's faces, but right. only about 50 to 60% of us can see that it's a mess or
yes.
choose to see.
Yes.
Like I said, there's still people that think Biden is, you know, brilliant. Which says a lot about them, but
but they're starting to learn. I said after this whole G7 thing, you know, people are looking at him and going, "Oh God,
hard to hide."
Voted for. Yeah. It is. It's
hard to cover it up.
Hard to cover it up. Because once he goes off screen, it's on pop. Yeah, once he goes off script, it's on pop. You have they're having a field day. But I mean it's crazy. You know, they anytime he does a press conference, he has a list of reporters that he can call on, and Eric, we haven't been able to confirm that questions are more likely pre-screened.
And he's been coached on those topics.
Yes, he's coached on
if a question
topic.
And if a question sneaks through that he doesn't expect or that, you know, puts him in a bad light or that challenges him, he just gets mad.
Yeah, he loses
the whole, come on, man. Trump would at least engage with the person back and forth. You know, hey, you know, you did this, this, and this. You know, I mean, if it was not worthy of being dignified with an answer, you know, he would tell them why. You know, he would say, you know, you wrote this, this, and this. That was all a lie. You're fake news. And you know, then he's in control and not the reporter who's still trying to shout down stuff. You know,
right? Yeah, like, remember that the Hispanic dude from CNN? Yeah, him and Trump used to go at it. I don't remember them right now, but yeah, Trump used to beat them down constantly because he would try to get at him and try to.
Get under his skin, trip him up, you know, whatever. But anybody, first of all, none of them are trying to get under Biden's skin. They're trying not to. And there's even some reporters that are restating another reporter's question that did get under his skin. Maybe, you know, maybe we can visit that question from this angle. I think what my colleague might have been trying to say was, what makes you think Putin is going to change any of his behavior, given that his rhetoric for the past, you know, 20 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got mad at that question.
Did you see the video? It was all over the internet. When they asked Biden if he still thought that Putin was a killer, and it was like 25 seconds of
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he actually stopped talking for a good 10 seconds.
He was waiting for somebody to get in his earpiece and tell him what to say.
Yeah. Then he said after that made zero sense.
I think I saw that. I think somebody put that on a TikTok, and I think I scrolled past that one. Yeah. So I saw that. I mean, it's painful to have him out there. It's painful to have him stumbling through, and then he'll start a story that he's making up, and he'll forget where he was going with it, and then he'll veer into another story. And the only thing that saves him is 47 years in politics, because they have the ability to gears. Well, he's catching up with himself and his stories.
Right.
I mean, they just, I think he makes everything up. Everything he says, I think, is made up.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell a story that has a kernel of truth in it.
Yeah, I believe that. I really do believe that. Yeah, he's just embarrassing for our country. I used to say a long time ago, no matter what president was in office, because, you know, a lot of people used to say, well, you know, depending on, you know, who was in office, that's not my president and stuff like that. You do it all the time. You voted for the person or not. And if you live in the United States of America, that's your president. However, it's getting really hard for me to keep up with that.
Give me something I can defend, you know, but nothing.
Yeah, it's getting really tough. I'm crying, but it's getting tough. I might get to a point where I go, that's my president. Because, dude.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah. And Kamala Harris.
So many people. There's so many people that. What's that?
Kamala Harris.
Not any better. No. I mean, how can you make somebody vice president that had to drop out of the primary because she didn't get any votes?
Right.
You know, the way the Constitution was set up, it was the person who got the most votes was president, and the person who got the second most votes was vice president. That actually makes a little bit of sense, because each of them were at least popular, you know, with some people.
Yeah.
They changed that because then you'd have two different parties as president and vice president. So they didn't want to maintain that, because if the vice president was a different party as the president, first of all, he's not going to be very supportive of a president's agenda on the other side. And second of all, if he has to take over, he's not going to continue that president's policies. So they changed how they do that from when it was written.
Right. Yeah.
I just remember that too. That kind of just came to me. I forgot.
Yeah.
But with in her case, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Biden knows he'll be fine as long as he sticks with the furthest radical. Because no one in the media is going to ever criticize him. They're not going to ever make him look bad. So he has full confidence in. All he has to do to create a quote-unquote legacy is to just stay as far left as he can, you know?
Right. Exactly.
He just doesn't have all his faculties anymore, so.
Yeah.
Not that he ever did.
He doesn't.
I don't think he ever did, but.
Yeah, he's always, for years I've watched him, he's always been kind of out there. He
was out there for so long, okay, that Robin Williams, who's been dead for 5 years now, Robin Williams did a bit that said, you know, whenever you get bored and think that nothing's funny in politics, there's always rambling Joe Biden.
I remember that.
Yeah. And he went off and he riffed a few little, fake stories or whatever from rambling Joe Biden. And it was right on. It was perfect. It was hilarious.
I'm going to see if I can find that. And we'll put it on a show.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find that.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be worth it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So what is it you wanted to talk about after being off for a week?
Ooh. I don't know. Just so much. Yeah, you have to excuse me. I'm trying to adjust here. Getting off my machine takes a lot. It's a lot out of me.
Yeah.
Afterward, my brain's not working correctly.
All right, then while you're gathering yourself, let's listen to this.
Uh-oh. All right.
Hold on.
Joe Biden. What the fuck?
Hold on.
We still have comedy, though. We still have great comedy out there. There's always Joe Biden. What the fuck? Joe says shit that even people with Tourette's go, no. No. What is going on? Joe is like your uncle who's on a new drug and hasn't got the dosage right. I'm proud to work with Barack America. He's not a superhero, you idiot. Come here. When FDR was on television, there was no TV back then. Come here, Joe. Sit down. We still have comedy, though. We still have...
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
That was funny. Right. So you found that.
Yeah, I jumped on YouTube real quick and I typed in Robin Williams, and then of the options, the third or fourth one down was Robin Williams, Joe Biden. Apparently, I'm not the only one searching that out.
Yeah, that is funny.
As Ron White says, apparently I'm not the only cat on the block digs Cheetos. I don't know if you ever heard him. He's hilarious.
Oh,
Ron White.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting naked in a beanbag chair eating Cheetos. That was his, he's got a bit, that whole bit right there. But, anyways, all right. So you were saying that there's so much stuff you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What's with is there anything further you can tell us being in Georgia regarding the Fulton County bit? They're trying to have an audit. Is that what you said?
They're trying to have an audit. It's at a standstill right now. There's a couple lawsuits trying to prevent it from happening. So they're fighting through all of that right now.
Yeah,
and
I think they hired like 300 lawyers to try to quash these aspiring audit states.
Yes.
The Justice Department did that. That's one of the things Merrick Garland, I think, they hired on 300 odd lawyers to go to these states that were talking about or wanting to or aspiring to have an election audit of the ballots, and
right.
they're trying to get that shut down before it starts. Well, what are you afraid of? I mean, why are you doing that? I mean, they're selling, and we've talked about this before, they're selling SB1 and HR1 as making voting more accessible to more Americans. That's the tagline that they put on it.
Right. Which
well,
is the,
that it's just exactly leaves the door open for all the fraud that happened in 2020.
Right. And there's quite a few commercials here in Georgia. Most of them are by Stacey Abrams, that name.
Oh, yeah. The one that still hasn't considered governor, right?
Yeah, most of them have been with her in it, talking about our election laws, preventing people from voting. And one of the things he said, it allows more intimidation, which I don't know how it would allow more intimidation. Because, I mean, part of that, part of the law basically saying that people have to stay the legal, 150 feet, and you know that they're having people water to people standing in line. Look, I understand that, right? I understand it. You know, last couple of elections, there's very long lines. It's hot and stuff like that. You have people giving out water. I understand that. But at the same time, and like I said, I've had this happen to me more than once. People to influence people standing in line and ready to vote. They use it.
That's the part that's illegal, right?
Right. Yeah.
You give water to whoever you want. You just can't talk to them about who they're voting for and who they should vote for.
Right.
Right. Well, that doesn't make it to the description of the water part. I mean, it doesn't make it in with that. They just stop at, well, they won't let people give anybody any water. You know what?
Right.
They would if they'd shut their pie holes.
Right, exactly.
Giving water is not the problem. It's electioneering. That's against the law at that point.
Because, this was 2007 when I've moved out of that city. So, but anyways, when we were trying to make where I used to live, city.
Yeah, right. We get incorporated.
We first started in 2007, and that one failed. But what had happened was there were people that belonged to, at the time, was a Fulton County commissioner, and he was against us becoming a city because he was going to lose money.
Oh, I remember this.
But his people, I kid you not, they were in front of the door talking to people, telling them to vote no.
Right.
It's highly illegal. And, you know, and
well, catch me if you can.
Yeah, they were doing the same thing. They were handing people water, being all nice.
Yeah.
Then they slickly tell them to vote no. And
well, they probably give them the talking points that make it sound negative. Like, well, you know, they're trying to pass a law that makes it so that we can't give you guys water. I mean, you know, it's all a matter of perspective and how it's presented. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I'm and I've had that happen more. I've had that happen more than once. Not exactly the same, but when Obama was first running,
mm-hmm.
I was standing in line. I talked about this before. I was standing in line, and they were giving out sample ballots. But on the sample ballots, Democrats selected.
Right.
And that's illegal.
Right.
Nothing was done about it. I called the Justice Department.
No, I remember. You said you went to great lengths and double-checked and checked back, and they're like, oh, yeah, whatever. So listen, we're at the top of the hour. Why don't you bang out some promos? And your connection is kind of skippy. So maybe just as a precaution, do a reboot of something while you're playing a couple promos.
Okay.
Reconnect Sky. I don't know if you know how you're connected, but it's very skippy. We're getting, you know, half words. We can figure it out, but we have to really pay attention. Anyway, I'm just thinking while we're doing that, if you have time to just reboot something.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Dave and Jesse Rock Show right here on Airwaves America Renaissance Radio. We will be right back.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Tell me, mama, are we there yet?
We can create a million new manufacturing jobs in the next 4 years. If you believe in a country where everyone gets a fair shot and everyone does their fair share and everyone plays by the same rules.
Tell me, mama, are we there?
Yes, our road is longer, but we travel it together.
Tell me, mama, are we there yet? Yeah.
Imagine the breakthroughs that are on the horizon. And just beyond.
Tell me, mama, are we there yet?
America, I never said this journey would be easy, and I won't promise that now.
Tell me, mama, are we there yet?
Yes, our path is harder, but it leads to a better place.
Mama, are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
It's literally around the corner.
Tell me, mama, are we there yet?
Imagine a world in which hunger is vanquished by crops that don't depend on the soil, water, or fertilizer, or pesticides to thrive.
Are we there yet?
They're just around the corner.
Tell me, mama, are we there yet?
Imagine a world in which nations no longer depend on nuclear weapons for their defense.
Tell me, mama, are we there yet? Tell me, mama, are we there yet?
My daddy was a hero and I'm so proud of him. I love him and I miss him very much.
I made you die. I love you, daddy.
Very sad and hurtful that my sisters won't have as much as memory like I do with my dad.
When I told the girls that their daddy became an angel, it was extremely hard. Because their daddy was no longer there to tuck them in at night, to be with them every day.
There are over 1,000 families that need our help.
Hamilton Towers is honoring those heroes that risked their lives by providing them with mortgage-free homes.
The moment I stepped in my home, I was in awe, knowing that this was the most beautiful home I'd ever stepped into.
I love this house because it helps me and my mommy and my baby sisters and all my other family to realize that other people are there with us and supporting us.
I'm Frank Silla, chairman of the Stephen Silla Tunnel to Towers Foundation. This is our contract with our first responders and military, that when you go and serve your country or your community, and you give your kids a kiss goodbye, and you don't come home, or you're catastrophically injured, we're going to give them a mortgage-free home.
It means so much to me, as a law enforcement officer who was affected by a tragic incident with the loss of my husband, to know that if there is a loss in the future, the Tunnel to Towers will provide support for those families. They're not alone. I lost the father to my children. And for $11 a month, you can make families like mine more whole.
I'd like to ask you to contribute $11 a month to support their efforts. Please visit tunneltotowers.org.
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents the Dave and GC Rock Show. Thanks for joining our informative, stimulating, thought-provoking, an entertaining show. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the show. We'd like to thank you for hanging out with us. You didn't have to, but you did. So we thank you so, so, so much. How is my transmission now, Dave?
Oh, I like it. Yeah, it's much better. It was kind of skippy before, so it's solid right now. So good job, thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'm still getting used to the setup at the new house. I haven't got my man cave totally set up yet.
I was gonna ask.
so I'm streaming from my dining room right now. But it's all good. If you want to call into the show, the call-in number is 516-387-1705. Once again, 516-387-1705. And if you have something to say or if you have a question, all you got to do is hit the 1 on your dial pad, and that will let us know that you want to join the conversation. It's all good. It's all gravy. So there you go.
Love gravy.
That's right. We love gravy and bacon.
And bacon.
Yes, and bacon. So.
Sorry.
I was tempted to play it. I was.
We'll hit it as a closer. How's that? If we're not already rolling, if we're rolling on something, fine. But.
Yeah,
if somebody wants to hear it, they can listen to some of the old shows that we crank it on.
Yeah.
That and the Wives.
Yeah, the bacon song is my fave. And the Wives. Yeah, so that's what we got going on.
You.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my tablet here to come up here. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Well, your transmission is fantastic now. You are solid. You were like a co-host for the first hour, just so you know. Now you're the man. See?
All right. All right. Yeah, the connection for my internet, it comes straight into my dining room. So I thought that would be a better place to try to do this, because I'm right there. So
you can get as far upstream as you can.
Yeah. So we're all good. We're all good.
All right.
I'm glad I'm better.
Glad I'm better. There's a breaking story today. I figured I would save it for the second hour. Would you like to hear the headline?
Sure.
I don't know if you heard anything about this. This is not something that the mainstream media would be excited about. I'm at redstate.com. It says, breaking, Chinese defector's identity confirmed. He was a top counterintelligence official. That's the headline.
Uh-oh.
What do you think of that? Did you hear anything about that?
No, I heard nothing.
No, his name is Dong Jingwei. Chinese language, anti-communist media, and Twitter are abuzz this week with rumors that a vice minister of state security, John Dingwei, defected in mid-February, flying from Hong Kong to the United States with his daughter, Dong Yang. Dong is or was a longtime official in China's Ministry of State Security, also known as the Guangbu. His publicly available background indicates that he was responsible for the ministry's counterintelligence efforts in China, that is to say, spy catching. Since being promoted to vice minister in April 2018, if the stories are true, Dong would be the highest level defector in the history of the People's Republic of China.
Holy moly. Why haven't we heard about this?
I don't know. He defected in mid-February. I'm hearing about it today. First time.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So
that's something.
It says, Red State sources confirm that the defector is, in fact, Dong. great name. That he was in charge of counterintelligence efforts in China, and that he flew to the United States in mid-February, allegedly to visit his daughter at a university in California. When he landed in California, he contacted DIA officials and told them about his plans to defect and the information he'd brought with him. He then hid in plain sight for about 2 weeks before disappearing into DIA custody.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. Red state sources say that Chinese officials did demand that the United States return Dong, but Blinken didn't actually refuse. At that time, Blinken wasn't aware that Dong was with the U.S. government, the sources say, and told China that the U.S. didn't have Dong. That's kind of what Biden's been saying for the last 6 months.
Oh, goodness gracious.
In a different context, but anyways. That cracked me up. Sorry. Experts quoted in the Spy Talk piece essentially say that the defection is just a rumor and that rumors happen all the time. But if that's true, it's a big deal, but not game-changing. All right. Hmm. So there's the Spy Talk magazine says it's just a rumor. From left. Okay. All right. Here's a list of information that Dong has provided DIA with. First one is early pathogenic studies of the virus we now know as SARS-CoV-2. Second, models of predicted COVID-19 spread and damage to the U.S. and the world. So this is information that he shared. It was models of predicted COVID-19 spread and damage to the U.S. and the world. That's one of the things that he provided our DIA, what's DIA stand for? Department of Intelligence or Department of, I don't know what DIA is. Do you?
I don't remember, not off the top of my head.
It's like CIA, right?
Yeah.
All right, so number three. Financial records detailing which exact organizations and governments funded the research on SARS-CoV-2 and other biological warfare research.
Yeah.
That might be embarrassing.
Yes, it will. Defense Intelligence Agency.
There it is. Yeah. Defense Intelligence. All right. So you're right on top of it. Good job. Another thing is the names of U.S. citizens who provide intel to China.
Wow. Huh. That's a biggie right there.
Yeah. The next one is the names of Chinese spies working in the U.S. or attending U.S. universities. That's interesting how that is phrased.
Yes, it is.
An exchange student. Okay, now I'm going to read it again, just in case, you know, in case anybody wasn't listening the first time, so you can say, okay, well, what's within that? I shouldn't really have to say what's within it. It's just what is within it. He provided the names of Chinese spies working in the U.S. or attending U.S. universities. Did you catch it that time? Okay. All right. Good for you. Shut up. financial records showing U.S. businessmen and public officials who have received money from the Chinese government. I bet Facebook is on that list. I bet Twitter is on that list. I bet the NBA is on that list. I bet Nike is on that list.
Yeah. For show. That's
all right, shall I continue?
For show.
All right, I got two more here. He provided details of meetings U.S. government officials had, perhaps unwittingly, with Chinese spies and members of Russia's SVR. Huh.
That's a juicy one right there.
Yeah. That's a juicy one. Not as juicy as this one, though. How the Chinese government gained access to... got to sneeze. Hold on.
Bless you.
I tried to mute it, but I was on the wrong screen, and it didn't click. Anyway, I'm going to start over. I told you I was sick. I feel like... Ugh. How the Chinese government gained access to a CIA communications system, leading to the death of dozens of Chinese people who were working with the CIA. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. So the Chinese government gained access to CIA communication systems, which exposed dozens of Chinese people who were working with the CIA that they then went and killed. That's what that one means.
Yeah.
And it says leading to the death of dozens of Chinese people. These people didn't die accidentally. Dong has also provided the director, the Defense Intelligence, what is it, DIA?
Defense Intelligence Agency.
Defense Intelligence Agency with copies, I'm going to love this one, Dong has also provided the Defense Intelligence Agency with copies of the contents of the hard drive on Hunter Biden's laptop, showing the information the Chinese government has about Hunter's pornography problem and about his and Joe's business dealings with Chinese entities. Some of the files on Dong has provided Some of the files that Dong has provided shine a light on just how it was that the sale of Hennig's Automotive and their stealth technology to Chinese military manufacturer AVIC Auto was approved.
The same stuff that we were talking about prior to the election with Hunter Biden and all of his sketchy affairs.
Well,
and sketchy doings and all that.
Nobody wants any part of this. Nobody. That's why you haven't. This is now you're realizing why you're not seeing it on the Sunday shows.
Yeah. And once again, who talked about that stuff and they deemed them crazy? Trump.
Yeah, Trump. Yep.
They deemed them crazy. I remember that one debate where Trump was trying to get that stuff out there, and they just sidetracked it and deemed him crazy.
Well, they cut him off, and they didn't require Joe to answer, so then they just moved on.
Yeah.
All he did was shake his head and say, oh, it's not true.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. Which part? You know, what's not true? What is it that, I mean, because we have evidence to a lot of it that is true, and all you do is shake your head and say, it's not true. That's like Hillary saying, oh, well, that was something that's been debunked. What do you mean it's been debunked? It's proven like six ways to friggin' Sunday. You know, it's not debunked other than because you say so. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Oh, that's not true. Oh, well, then, okay. Then I guess all these guys can just go home now, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's all lick spittle.
I told you I'm going to end up looking that up and sending it to you.
Right. Well, in the meantime, I'm just going to use it wherever I think it might be appropriate.
Yeah, wherever you think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
As here's the last paragraph here. As we initially reported, DIA has high confidence in the veracity of Dong's claims. The fact that since our original report, which was poo-pooed by Langley apologists, the New York Times published a rare interview with Dr. Xi Zhengge, the Wuhan Institute of Virology Batwoman, ABC News has started an quote-unquote investigation into COVID-19 origins, and now the actual name of the defector has been published in an anti-Trump CIA-friendly blog, demonstrates what sources told Red State Today. This defector has the rest of the intelligence community and the law enforcement officer community scared. Bless.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So that dropped today on me. Anyways, I don't know how long it's been out there, but my awareness was triggered today on this one.
And that's crazy because he's been here since February?
And well, he's been hiding in plain sight. I mean, he came here under the pretense of
visiting his daughter,
right? Who was apparently, you know, either involved with in some way with the university,
right.
Or was gonna, you know, look at universities, whatever. I don't know what it was, but as soon as he started, you know, as soon as he started getting, you know, as soon as they started realizing the weight of his move, that's when they went back and they disappeared him so that he wouldn't get disappeared. Hopefully they can keep him from getting disappeared and he can, you know, get on and
provide some more stuff.
Right. You know, credibility and all that. I was reading Mask Free America's contribution. Department Internal Affairs. Look up Christchurch Call to Action. EOJ Biden signed us up for this group. Not sure what that means. But we want to thank Mask Free America for joining us. And sounds like Mask Free America probably has his own show at some point. Because it's not what we were talking about. Unless it's related to the Chinese defector, which is what we were hitting just most recently. Any case, what do you think about that, G?
Yeah, like
first
I said,
you're hearing of it, huh? First
yeah,
you're hearing
first,
of it.
First I'm hearing of it.
Yeah.
Like I said, that this type of stuff just doesn't get out to, well, mainstream media doesn't put it out. The gaslight media, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's not forget what we have deemed them henceforth, gaslight media.
Yes. The gaslight media, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, but yeah. I mean that's their job though.
No, it's not. That's their self appointed job. That's the job that they've adopted. Being Pravda, being you know, state run media, being we agree with this ideology, so we're not gonna report any other ideology.
Right.
True or not. We're gonna discredit anything else that we don't want out there.
Yes.
Because they can't compete, that's for sure.
Yeah. And they're still running from Trump. Just everything. Oh, Jesus. Biden apologized after... Oh yeah, I read about that. You heard when he went off on that CNN reporter?
Oh yeah.
I don't even remember what question.
That's what I was talking about. That's the one I was talking about. So one reporter called, you know, asked him about what makes you think, what gives you any confidence that Putin will change his behavior, and he went off on her. And then somebody else, that's exactly what I was talking about. Somebody else went in there. Well, what my colleague was trying to say was, and maybe we can do this. We don't, you know, we don't want to upset you, you know, this and that. And that's when he apologized for getting nasty with the other reporter.
Right. It's just, that's what they got going on.
Hang on here. I'm just reading here. Mask Free America. Is that Bowie? Is that who was it? That was get it. What was his name? The Bowie.
Oh.
Get it, Bowie.
Something like that.
It was. But it looks like that's what he's saying. That's who he is, AKA. Boy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so Matt. Bringing it, boy. There it is.
Yeah, bringing it, boy. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Bringing it, boy.
All right.
Yes. All right. He's
I didn't
in
know
the
that
house.
Was you, and I don't know what it is you're talking about with the Christchurch call to action. So I didn't. Didn't know what you're talking about. You want to give us a call and bring something up? That's perfectly fine. Let's do it. Let's hit it.
Yeah, and if I'm correct, his wife is
I think Suzette.
I believe you're right. I got it written someplace here. Let me see. What have I got here? Rules for radicals. Antifa is profa. Fauci, Rand Paul, denial of gain of function. Emails say otherwise. Investigation. No, it's not on this page. It's on one of these. I got a stack of stuff right here. Suzette, that's her name. It is A-OK. Damn, you guys are good. Yes. All right. Thank you. Tell Suzette, we'd love to have her call. She has a fantastic voice for the radio, and she's real smart. So if she's bored, we got a half hour left, so we can.
Yes.
We can do that. And not only do we remember bringing it boy and his wife Suzette, we remember Mike from Minneapolis.
Yes. Yes, all of
who
them.
Who said
great.
That every place else in the world, there is no such thing as fat poor people. You're fat because you're rich.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what was I going to say? I was going to ask you something about what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
It was the Chinese thing, and did I go back to anything else? Sometimes I start a new topic and remember something from the last one, you know, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, getting back to that. I remember I wanted to say this or that or ask this, but I can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, in the first hour, I was looking at my list of, you know, articles and headlines that I, you know, wanted to, I thought we could hit for tonight. I was like, I better save this Chinese defector thing until the second hour, just in case, you know.
Yes.
I don't want to get into it right away. It seems like, you know, it's a pretty big deal. It's one of those things where there's a lot that remains to be seen. First of all, is he going to live? You know,
right?
Because you know those other guys, they play for keeps. So
yeah, they do not mess around. Hey, we have a caller. This might be Mass Free America, or it might be Suzette. I'm not sure.
I bet it's
but I'm bringing them in.
I'll risk it. Hello, Suzette. Hello, Suzette.
You're close. Hey. I'm gonna have to dam the voice down a little bit though. But you guys are good, I tell you. Yeah, mass freeze my America. That's my I usually use that on my progressive handle. I got like you know those progressive channels, and I forgot that I had still that in my login. So.
I love it. Do you troll the progressives a lot?
No, I don't troll them. I just like to entertain.
Ah, okay, yeah.
They believe it's called conspiracy. I don't know what that means, but once I screw up and say something, you know, like. Trump's the best. Then they get all upset and they just call me vicious names and everything and it's all over.
And we should know not to upset. Ever say that.
Yeah, they get all upset. So then I blow it.
Well,
but, again.
She's here with love
me.
It.
She's happy. Thanks.
Well, we definitely appreciate you cranking back in with us. You know, you didn't have to. You got all those other progressive shows for entertainment, but you chose us.
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, geez. You guys are on topic. What am I doing? That's exciting. That's a great thing. But I was just saying, if you guys look up Christ Church, their call to action, it's a group from Auckland there that started. And... Our attorney general there signed us up with them. DOD, sorry. Garland, he had signed us up to this group that helped racism in our society. There's a terrorist, I'm sorry, terrorist. And it's not really good because anyone that's outside the lines can be considered a terrorist.
Right. That's what I was saying earlier. You can be considered a militia, and if he's already laid the groundwork for, militia people can't have these certain rights, then all they have to do is say, okay, you fall in that category. If you twist up into the pretzel in this shape, we can fit you right into that category, and boom, we can throw away the key.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's an international group, and he made the announcement yesterday. But according to the website, we were already signed up in last month. We signed up last month. He made the announcement yesterday saying that we had just joined this group. And this group was actually formed in 2019 after the shooting there in Christchurch, New Zealand, in 2019.
Right.
And they're hooked up with this other group called GIFT. And this GIFT group was formed in 2017, and they are Twitter, Google, Facebook, and Amazon. And so they've been operating all together since 2017 as this terror watch group, protecting the internet. Which, geez, news to me. I mean, I knew they were already doing that type of thing, but I didn't know they had actually formed a legitimate group with a name. So they're working in conjunction with this Christchurch call. And then you have the RUSI, which is the Royal University Institute in the UK. And in conjunction with GIFT, they had taken down in the UK a group called British First.
British First
was in line with America First. Yeah.
I have a question. When you say he has signed us up, he is Merrick Garland.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And who is us? America?
The United States.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys
didn't that.
Yeah, I'm on their website now. I'm reading this. So it's just like what you were talking about earlier, Dave. It's whoever they deem to be terrorists.
Yep.
And
that's probably a better way to put it than what I was trying. I was kind of like going around the roundabout way trying to figure out how to distill it down, but you just did. Whoever they deem as fitting into a category, then yeah.
Right. So they're
signing us up to join this group, I'm sorry, they have obligated us to follow those rules, which pretty much means goodbye to free speech. To
right.
First Amendment.
First and probably Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Around there. I didn't get to vote on it. I didn't say I wanted to join.
Right.
I don't remember him.
Right.
It's pretty clever.
Well, there's a fine line between clever and stupid if you ever follow your spinal tap.
That's right.
That's a quote from Nigel Tufnel from Spinal Tap. It's a fine line.
That's great.
These amps go to 11. In any case, so we can fully expect to be held to the standard as a country, as a nation, of whatever the bylaws and guidelines in those groups dictate.
Right. Like I said, I'm on our website now. Here's just a taste.
All right.
enforce those community standards or terms of service in a manner consistent with human rights and fundamental freedoms, including by prioritizing moderation of terrorist and violent extremist content, however identified. So they're setting these standards to identify who they, like I said earlier, deem a terrorist. Closing accounts where appropriate. Providing an efficient complaints and appeals process for those wishing to contest the removal of their content or a decision to decline or upload their content. So, yeah, so this big group has
This is a free speech thing for right now. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so who else has signed their nation onto this agreement? And to whom are we agreeing with? With whom are we agreeing?
There is a lot. Hold on. I can.
Okay.
There is a very, 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 very long list. Argentina, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Georgia, Germany, Ghana, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Indonesia,
okay.
India,
got it.
So forth. Yeah, it's a very long list.
All right. So what you're saying is that the attorney generals of all these other nations have signed on to this treaty.
Yes.
So it's a treaty. And it should go through the Senate.
Pretty much. You are correct on that one.
Okay. It's not going to. Just like all the other, like the Iran nuclear deal, that's a treaty, but it didn't go through the Senate because of, what the hell is his name? They flipped the rules around. It's so grotesque how they just make rules up to fit what they want to do. Instead of calling for a supermajority to ratify a treaty, they made it so you need a supermajority to prevent the treaty. In other words, it's a treaty, and unless you get a supermajority to oppose it, it's basically a binding treaty. Started with an H, his name, H. I can't think of it. I want to say Manchin, but I don't think that's it. This was when Obama was doing the original Iran deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the center of it.
Oh.
Hatch is the only thing that's coming to mind. I don't even know if that's a senator.
But yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm putting a website in the chat room, and it is, it'll take you to the Justice Department and Attorney General Merrick Garland's, address explaining all of this, and we're committed. It's not going through the Senate.
Yes, yeah, it's a done deal.
It's done.
It can be contested. It can be challenged.
Yeah,
because
that it can.
You know, so it's a done deal as long as somebody doesn't challenge it. So, which is the way it's been going lately.
Yes,
anybody's having the balls to challenge it. You know, they want to just go along, and get along, and they want to just.
And what they do, anybody who does challenge it, they'll link them to Trump and then call them a crazy.
And shout them down. Yep.
Yep. Yep. That's all that they do. And yep. And the companies that are connected to this thing right now is Amazon, Dailymotion, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and YouTube.
Yep,
the heavy hitters.
All the heavy hitters. So basically, yeah, you can't do anything. I have a DJ friend of mine. Yeah, he was just shut down on Facebook. I'm seeing this more and more every single day. People are being shut out of Facebook for certain things that they say or talk about and things like that. It's happening more and more every single day. And of course, it's conservatives that this happens to.
Right.
So
I just don't get, how people see this happen and don't like make a connection with this is where it starts. You know, first they came for the trade unionists, but I wasn't a trade unionist, you know, that whole bit, you know, then they came for the Jews. I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for this and I wasn't a that. And then there's nobody else to speak up for me when they came for me.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, how can they not see? They're so indoctrinated and so brainwashed and with nothing more than hate. This is pure Marxism. Just try to get me power and let me keep power. That's the whole goal of Marxism, is to just get into power and keep power. And
right.
Whatever it takes, the ends justify the means. And we'll get into the rules of means and ends that I wrote about from Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, the rules of means and ends. And, he breaks it down. He breaks down human nature. He breaks down how things, you know, how people think and how they work. It's.
Well, I got I've got some mixed emotions for Juneteenth why come we don't have Karl Marx Day?
Careful what you wish for.
That would be more appropriate than George Floyd Day for Christmas.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, careful what you wish for. I mean, you know.
You didn't hear that.
Now, the group that had taken down the British First, the reason for it, and it was all the what is it? The Royal United Institute. Shoot. I just had a name. Royal United Service Institute, along with GIFT, which I put that link into the chat room as well.
Yes.
But they took them down because British First was formed in 2011 by Jim Dawson, a former member of the British National Party, as a product of the decline of the English Defence League, itself as a patriotic political party and street movement that opposes and fights the many injustices that are routinely inflicted on the British people. The group leaders state that they are not a racist party, claiming that many of their supporters come from ethnic minority groups, yet they also claim that their goals are to protect British and Christian morality and to preserve the ancestral, ethnic, and cultural heritage of the UK while supporting the indigenous British people as the demographic majority. That's why they went after them, because they saw that as being anti-Islam.
Yep. And as soon as you said British Defense League, it was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
They've targeted them for years.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, some of it, don't forget, Suzette, some of it is preemptive. Anything that they think might be a future threat, they're gonna try and shut down. So they will do preemptive attacks, preemptive stories, preemptive articles that will discredit these guys before they become something. And if they feel the slightest threat of, you know, for their agenda that they deny, then they will get into gear and they'll figure out what's the best way to put this threat down. And they do it, even if it's, like I said, preemptive, even though they haven't said anything, even though they haven't done anything, even though they haven't even acknowledged this other group, they're going in this direction. We got to shut them down.
Yeah, they had a lot of followers, and they shut them down.
And that's the other thing. If you're an influencer with a lot of eyeballs on your work and on your material, then, you know, they can't afford that. They got to shut you down so that all the, so that they can control what all those eyeballs are seeing or not seeing.
Well, you're exactly right. And they mentioned in their report about Donald Trump retweeting some of their tweets. And so basically they're putting him in that extremist group as well.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, show.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
MySpace is the only safe place to go now.
That's not even
anymore. Oh, I was going to say. Where, what the hell is that? I don't even.
Yeah, really. That was one of the pioneers.
No, yeah, I know what it was, but I haven't seen it. You know, what about LinkedIn? that same vein. Apparently, I haven't done a lot of exploring and playing with. But Parler is, you know, the free speech. It won't shut you down. It's not trying to police speech. Rumble is the YouTube competition. So you know, you switch over to those, and
yeah,
you know, you can at least not get shut down or you know. Banned or what do you call it? In Twitter jail or whatever.
Yeah.
It takes a while to organize how that site's work though.
That's true. That's what I just said. I'm aware of them. I have them. I just haven't spent a lot of time on them yet. You know, my Facebook, I rarely do anything with Twitter anymore. Parler, I haven't done much of anything on that, other than I follow a few people and I check in here and there. Facebook, the only thing I use Facebook for is promoting my, you know, my music, my solo act that I'm doing, and it works great because everybody's on Facebook. You know, it's for now. I'm not doing, as soon as I say anything, you know, political on Facebook, I get two or three of my friends, you know, quote unquote friends, they'll dive on that and they'll, you know, throw spitballs at whatever I said or whatever, you know. I've taken to just deleting their comments and totally ignoring them. I could block them, but, you know, that would make me a small person, so I don't block them. But the same thing is on Rumble. I think I have an account. In other words, I can log in to Rumble, but I haven't haven't done a whole lot with it. And you know, Jiski and I we work full-time jobs. I work two jobs, you know, and we're in the gig circuit. So, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time to do this. We just try as best we can to keep up, and doing this show is basically a way to kind of bounce around what we have become aware of. You know, like today I became aware of something that he hadn't heard about. And you know, we can bounce it around, with regards to the Chinese defector guy that came, what was his name, Dong Jingzhao or something.
Yeah,
I didn't hear
Dong. It was funny, but that's what.
Your show was the first time we heard anything about you.
Well, I listened to. Dan Bongino today, and I used to 12 to 3 used to listen to Rush. I'm delivering mail at that time, so I just stream a radio show that has what I want to listen to, and Rush has gone, and they have other hosts, you know, that are keeping his show going, which is great. But I have been aware and listening to a guy named Dan Bongino for a long time. He's the new Drudge Report. If you ever knew anything about the Drudge Report, go to the Bongino Report. And it's Drudge has gone, you know, so, totally anti-Trump. But the Bongino report kind of, for me, replaced the Drudge report.
And it's
brilliant. But he has a new Fox show, I think on Saturdays. He just got a weekday 12 to 3 radio show. Not that he's trying to replace Rush, and he's not even on the same radio stations. Maybe a couple, but not many. But he has, you know. So I found a radio station and I streamed that. And he, you know, he's a guy that really digs in. He used to be a Secret Service agent. He was a New York City cop. He was, you know, he's got some decent background. That's where I heard that thing about the Chinese defector for the first time today. And then, you know, I got home and I looked it up and I kind of saved the link to the article. I think it was on Red State. It was on redstate.com. And so then, you know, I was thinking, we'll save this for the second hour. But the way, you know, when he was talking about it, he was like, this guy had terabytes of information about our government, you know, that is, you know, potentially very, very, very embarrassing. Embarrassing, in other words, embarrassing to the U.S. government.
And no doubt. I mean, Bongino, I enjoy listening to him, his perspective. Of course, today I didn't listen to him, but we've been listening to him since Russiagate, at the very beginning when he put his
everything.
Yep. Yeah, it was like, wow, I was hooked.
Well, let me pop this in here and you guys can check it out. That's what I have on Red State, and that's kind of what he was going on. I think he had another source that he was going from too, but that's the main one. I just popped it in the chat there. That link.
He's very credible.
Anyway.
He what?
He has all the connections still to law enforcement and intelligence agencies, so he still has buddies there, so he kind of gets some inside track.
Right. Says, yes, I like that aspect of it. Yeah, he's got guys that are still on the inside. Yeah. That give him stuff. Yeah.
I was just saying, who needs you anyways?
Who what? I'm sorry.
Who needs Q anyway?
Who needs Q?
Who needs Q?
Yeah, okay, all right. I got you. All right. One took a second to figure out. All right, G, we're down to a minute and 15, G. What do you think? You want to wrap it up and we'll
Yeah, we can roll out. I want to say hi to Vince. Vince popped in.
Hey, Vince.
That's one of my buds, True Sharks. Yep. That's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Vince.
But anyways, we loved having all of you guys. Thank you, Max Free America and Suzette. We appreciate you guys.
Bringing in
you guys are invited to call in anytime.
Anytime, sir.
So thank you. All right. See you guys later. All right. Anyways, all right. Well, they rolled out. Okay. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Sue so much for everything that she does.
Thank you, everybody,
in the chat room, Bigfoot, Mastery America, Truth Shark, everybody. We love you guys. Thank you guys. We appreciate you guys. And we'll catch you on the flip side, you know.
Ooh.
And we are out. Peace out.
All right. All right.
Yo. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so. All right. Yeah, that was. We did good for having a week off.
And no show prep.
Yeah, and no show prep. Yeah, I was bogged down with, still moving stuff and
still
all that.
Still moving, yeah. You got to be unpacking and all that shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big old headache, so. Yeah, so I was deep into that, so yeah, I couldn't get a lot of show prep done. And my wife wants me to make rice.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah, I could do that. Mm-hmm. It's all good. You know, I'm a great multitasker. I don't know what she wants me to make rice for, but I'm gonna make it. You know how we do what we do.
Hey, so I got my new speakers, my Harbinger speakers.
Yeah.
And I tried them out at the gig.
Uh huh.
They did. They did pretty good.
All righty.
One thing is that QSC, they are not.
Right.
QSC to me is like flagship, top of the line. You know, you can't ever go wrong.
Right.
These guys, they did pretty good. But just shy, you know what I mean? Just shy of like QSC volume. I have to really, like QSC, you know, it's like a 1,000-watt powered speaker, 12-inch woofer type of thing.
Right.
You can get decent volume at like halfway, but these you got to crank like all the way up to get close to get the same volume. So
right,
the QSCs you still have halfway to go, you know. So as far as that goes, now I ran them with the guys. He had in a host system there. He has QSCs, which are kind of like what mine are modeled after, but he also has the QSC dual 12-inch sub.
Right.
That thing. Ooh-wee. It's called a K-sub. And it's almost like too much bass, if there's such a thing. it makes it really muddy if it's too loud. But but I liked it. It's a powered sub, and I'm looking at schematics on maybe I can build this thing, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I have the I don't know if I have the wood on hand to do that. But I got the speakers because right now I have two subs that I built myself. You know, 12-inch drivers that are like 600-watt drivers. You know, so I can take those two drivers out and put them into the other cabinet if I build another cabinet. But I was looking at it today. I was like, all right, I'm going to have to be pretty bored to tackle this project.
Yes.
So I probably won't build the QSC cabin.
Yeah,
I need the amp, you know, the amp that drives it that's built in. That's probably the 1,000-watt, 2,000-watt. Sub amp, so
right. Yeah, I have. Now, of course, you know I'm a PV guy, so.
Well, right, but you got an agreement with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have their 18-inch powered sub.
Oh.
Now, that guy.
You don't even have to say anything else.
Is a beast.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything else.
Yeah.
What's it rated? What's it rated at?
I think it's 1,200.
It's
probably, I've got two of them.
Oh. Oh shit. So, like how big are they? Do you use poles for the satellites, or what do you do? Just put speakers on top of them? What do you do?
Yeah, I have poles, and I put the other speakers on top of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, those things are beasts.
Well, I have a pair of sub cabins that I built. I got designs off the, you know, off the internet and stuff. And then from, have you ever heard of PartsExpress.com?
That sounds familiar.
All right, you can get raw materials from them. Raw speakers, raw cabinets, raw crossovers, raw, you know, different, you know, whatever aspect of the entertainment business, basically. And you can buy them. Well, that's where I got the drivers. They're Eminence drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They're 600 watts. But they're listed as, I'm trying to think of what the description was. They shallow mount or something like that.
Yeah.
But they were what I could afford. Let's put it that way. 600
right.
watt, 12 inch drivers, and I mounted them in the cabinets that I made out of MDF, and the surface that they're mounted to is like double MDF. I mounted them to, you know, a double thickness.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's poured it out. And those things crank out pretty good. But I'm thinking, you know, so what I started to think was, man, if I had these in better cabinets, I think they would puff out a whole lot more better bass, a lot deeper.
Yeah.
You know. Because you can see that those things, you know, when I crank up, because I have two amps, right? I have an amp that is crossed over just for bass bins, and it's where you join the two sides into one. What do you call that? Trying to think of the word. Lost the word. In other words, I'm hooking both of the leads up to the positive, to the red on the red.
Right.
Bridging.
Yeah.
It's bridged. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Bridged.
Right. Yeah.
So then it's bridged. I go into one, and then I go into the other from that one. So it's down to 4 ohms. So it's bridged at 4 ohms. So, you know, I'm getting like everything that amp has to offer out of it into those speakers.
And, right.
And you can see them. You can see the speakers. They are really puffing. They are really moving. They're really jamming. And you can feel it. But I think, especially after seeing what that QSC sub does with 212s, I think I can, in a different cabinet, I think they would do a lot more. But like I said, that's an ambitious project.
Yeah.
I would probably have to be really bored to tackle that one. Because they're already in cabinets. I've already got a Mackie 1200 watt bridged amp, you know, driving them, which is fine. I got a QSC, probably a 26 something that's driving my mains I have two systems basically. And
yeah.
The big system has the 12 inch subs, and then their speakers, they were Yamaha's trapezoidal 15 inch and a horn. Well, the 15 inches were seized up. The speakers were like given to me. These speakers are kind of blown. So the 15 inch drivers were blown. They were seized up. And so I looked around. I got some used Eminence 15-inch drivers, you know, I don't know, four 400-watt drivers. The horns were still good, and I've been using those. And I got those things freaking kick. I think they kick better than whatever Yamahas were in them. And So I just loaded different drivers into them, and the QSC amp that I got is massive. I mean, I could, there's an option on the amp to buy amp, uh, uh, to, to, uh, Yeah, to buy amp so that if I want to run one side to the lows and one side to the highs, I could probably do that. But I usually run in stereo because I don't have the speakers. I don't have the speakers, you know, 100 feet apart. They're usually pretty close, so I can still generate a stereo field. So I just keep it in stereo. And even when I'm playing, you know, live, I run in stereo because some of my keyboard patches are in stereo and the guitar, you know, some of the delay will bounce back and forth on the acoustic delay. So it's, I don't know, personal taste, I guess.
Yeah.
When I know that if the speakers were any further apart, I would just run mono. just run mono. Because the only thing you're going to get is somebody sitting in front of one speaker saying, you know, the speaker's cutting out every once in a while. No, that's me panning back and forth so because it's cool from back here.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check out Parts Express because I need a crossover for one of my speakers because PV, it's an older PV speaker, but I mean, it is a beast, but the crossover died on me and they don't manufacture the crossover anymore.
So is it an inline crossover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have that stuff.
Yeah. So I need to find one.
Yeah.
For this speaker. Cause I love this speaker and yeah, I just need a crossover for it. So, yeah, I'm going to have to check out your spot.
Yeah, parts. I'm going to do it right now. E-X-P-R-E-S-S. Express. Duh. I accidentally hit an extra D there. There we go, Parts Express. Because one of the things I look for now is plate amplifiers.
Uh-huh.
Because that's, you know, carrying around a rack with the extra amplifiers.
Right, yeah.
Sucks.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, it's like free shipping, new products on sale. Where am I here? Da-da-da-da-da. Shop all. There it is. Pro Audio. You can browse Pro Audio. Power amplifiers, live sound, microphone accessories, PA speakers, live sound reinforcement, racks, cabinets, and cases, mixers and mixer accessories, stage lighting and effects, signal processing, monitoring and recording, commercial 70-volt speaker systems, commercial 70-volt amplifiers. I don't even know what that is. That might be like supermarket stuff.
Yeah.
Commercial audio components and musician and DJ gear. Let me look at that one. Browse me, digital snakes, guitar amplifiers, guitar accessories, guitar instruments, pedal boards and power supplies, direct boxes, DJ club mixers, DJ controllers, laptop stands, tripods, TV stands. That's what's in musician and DJ gear. So you was talking about crossovers, right?
Yes.
Browse reinforcement. Let's see. I'm sure they have that kind of stuff. Power amplifiers, loud sound, mixers and mixer accessories, rack cabinets, cases, PA speakers, live sound reinforcement. Let's try that one. PA speaker systems. Let's see what we got here. All right. Well, and then you can, I'll just type in crossover. Fuck it. Crossover, because they have a bar, you know, a bar to just type in stuff.
Yeah.
So they have diodes and stuff like that. They have 9 pages plus a next. So if you know exactly what ohm rating, what you're looking for on the macro. Here we go. Eminence. Here we go. Maybe this is what you need. $39.99. Eminence PBX 500 low pass crossover board, 500 hertz.
Yeah.
Eminence PBX crossover feature advanced circuit design to both preserve the crossover and your drivers. Power handling watts, 600 watts RMS. So it says here. Eminence PXP board only crossovers are a lower cost alternative to the cabinet ready models and are targeted specifically for the custom cabinet projects as they do not include the terminal cup. You know what I mean? You know what they mean by the terminal cup?
Where,
okay, it's the part on the back of the speaker where you plug in your wire. Your
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's called the terminal cup. Well, in this case, it takes like a banana clip, looks like.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's just a circuit board with a coil type of thing.
Okay.
But then it says frequently bought together, and it shows a terminal cup. So there's a video on there. Eminent Speaker Factory Tour. So then they have another one. Then they have another one that is, hold on. Let me see here. Another one that is the 250 low pass crossover for $55. Click on that one. 600 watts also, but it crosses over at 250. Now, I don't know if you know it, but 250 hertz is the frequency that you feel in your chest when when there's like a kick drum or the bass.
Yeah.
It's 250. That's what you feel. Anything right. above or below, you can hear it, but you don't feel it. But the one that you feel is the 250. A friend of mine that was really knowledgeable in sound reinforcement, because he's a wacko Libby now, but and he thinks I'm an idiot, but he was right about this. if you have a graphic equalizer. Right, and you're listening to some music, and you take the 250 slider, and you slide it all the way up. All of a sudden, you're feeling it. You're not just hearing it; you're feeling it. Any of the others, you can feel it, but it's not as pronounced as feeling the 250 frequency.
Right.
That was an interesting tidbit. I don't know. You know, I don't know how many people know that. I know that, and it works.
Right.
So if you didn't know that, it works. Bump up your 250 and you will get that bump in the chest, you know, where you feel it. It's kind of cool. It's like magic.
Cool beans.
So yeah, they've got the inline crossovers. You just have to, you know, get into the inside of your speaker and mount it in there and solder the wires on, and you could probably do that. I know I can do that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I've been all up in that speaker.
Oh yeah. Me too. I've made snakes, I've put together speakers. I've been through the whole gamut. So
yeah.
Parts Express, baby. They got a lot of cool stuff here. Here's the 80 hertz high pass crossover. 8 ohm and 4 ohm.
Yeah.
It's just one page.
Yeah, I'm going to check them out.
And they have these things called bass shakers. And it's for like home theater.
Yeah.
You mount this device in your chair. And it will shake at the frequency of the bass note, but it won't make it loud. So if you live in an apartment and you want to watch a movie and you have neighbors, yeah. right, that would bang on the walls if you get the bass rattling like that. You can sit in your chair and feel it as if it was that loud, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So let me see. Let me do a thing for plate. Amplifiers. ERS. Plate amplifier. Plate AMPLIFIER. Oh, Dayton Audio. That's the brand that they favor, apparently.
SPA 1000, 1001 subwoofer blade amplifier. That's the one that popped up first. $449 for a 1,000-watt subwoofer plate amplifier.
Oh, wow.
That's actually not that bad, though. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Let's see here. There we go. Provides nearly a kilowatt of clean, reliable audio power, especially now. I don't know if you probably are. Class D amplifiers are like pretty amazing at half the weight, half the heat, half the price.
Yep.
This particular one I was just looking at, though, the Dayton Audio 1,000-watt subwoofer plate amplifier is a Class AB output stage, is what it said. So I'd rather have a Class D amplifier because it's lighter and cooler.
Yeah.
I bought a Class D amplifier. So it was like a single space. It's probably like, I don't know, 7 or 8 pounds. And it was like 1600 watts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a Class D amplifier. And listen, it powered my old time JBLs like nobody's business. I just mounted it in the rack and I was thinking, I mean, I bought it. The reason I bought it when I was in a live band with some other people. I bought it for a monitor amplifier so I could hear what I was doing.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I don't know, maybe a couple $100, if that. And I was like, oh, all right. And then I started using it and I was like, this thing's freaking awesome. You know, this thing is killing it. And then I started using it as my mains. I was just powering my mains with it. I didn't have to bring anything extra. It was already in the rack. I'm like, all I can do is plug the board into this thing and then come out with my, you know, with the speakers. It was great. I'm doing solo acts, you know, and it's plenty. Plenty.
There you go.
I took it out of my rack when I got these new speakers. I put a compressor in so that, you know, I can have compression on the final mix type of thing. So I'm going out of the compressor into the speakers, which are powered, the Harbinger.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's hopefully gonna help compress, you know, all the sounds together a little bit so that I don't have to keep going over and tweaking the board or, you know, turning the keyboard up or whatever. So that's what I'm hoping for. I that's the latest move I made. So now I have this extra amplifier that is not designated for anything. So, but I'm not getting rid of it because it's freaking cool.
Oh yeah,
it's plenty. It's like a ton of power. A ton.
Yeah.
Of power.
You can't get rid of stuff like that.
It served me for, I mean, I've probably made, using that thing, I've probably made like, you know, a couple of grand of doing gigs with just that amp, you know?
Yeah. That's it right there. That's it right there. Whew. All righty. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get off now.
Right.
All right.
I just love to talk equipment with you. That's all. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah,
sorry.
Man.
Sorry, I didn't mean long-winded. Yeah.
No. I love talking it, too. We could do this all day. You know, there's a couple things I got to do.
You got to make some rice.
Yeah, I got to make some rice, too. Right. So, but, yeah.
All right.
Great show.
Thanks.
And
you too.
And I'll be talking to you sometime during the week.
All right.
All righty, man. Have a good one.
All right.
Tell the fam I said hi.
Will do.
All righty.
You too. All right. See ya.
All righty. I will do. All right. Bye.